right, hello to the official podcast. Today we have Count Dankula, notorious Nazi, and a man whose cause is very near and dear to my own heart. Hello, Dankula, or Marcus.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, Marcus, well, you tell us a little about yourself for anybody who might not be keeping up with the news or Twitter, all that sort of shit.
I pretty much started on YouTube as an absolute shit posting channel. I had like 8 subscribers who were all people that I knew IRL, and my channel was just absolute cancer. And I decided one day that my girlfriend dotes far too much on the dog, thinks he's the cutest thing ever. That's her pet pug. And I thought it would be funny to turn him into the worst thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi, and film it and then show her the video. And I posted it on YouTube, and I thought it was funny. Everyone found it funny, until a few weeks later when the police came at my house and fucking arrested me.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I think that's the funniest part of the whole situation. I went through like a two-year legal battle because I was getting charged with hate crime.
Jesus,
Fucking dog. He dubbed you in.
He definitely called the authorities on you.
Let's set the record straight. Your dog isn't a Nazi, right?
I'm not sure, man. He does have a few, you know, sort of far right ideologies and stuff like that. He keeps trying to talk to me about the whole race and IQ thing, but I don't really pay any attention to him.
The bell curve.
Yeah. He reads a lot of niche and all that, you know, so just, I just let him do his thing.
He's constructing chambers and trains. All right, man, see, we've had on a lot of shit posters and memers and YouTubers, but never somebody who's been thrust into the public eye, especially because
successful
of
shit poster.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever
shitposted the real world? That's insane.
Shitposted so hard that I'm banned from Israel.
Are you?
Yeah, my lawyer explained it to me that I most likely am banned from Israel. Yeah, even though it was just a meme. I even got to the point where Nicola Sturgeon, who is the First Minister of Scotland, was actually bitching about me in Parliament.
That's fucking great. You're probably the most successful shit poster of all time by this point.
Yeah, you're the final level of shit posting.
The Queen probably knows your name. That's how talented you are.
Jesus, dude.
That was because I wasn't even trying. I just wanted to make a fucking shit post video and it fucking blew up.
Jesus. It's incredible.
So, yeah. Marcus, speaking on that, a lot of your info has been leaked, and a lot of people can find out if they're unaware of this whole goings-on by Googling your name or the Day of Freedom or any of that shit. Are there any secret kind of back-alley ideas or funny stories you might have with this whole legal proceeding that you haven't really talked about?
There's a few things that I haven't really went fully public with. Some of it was like, the police, when they first came to arrest me, they actually tipped off the press to the exact date and time of my arrest so that the press would be there so that they could get so that they could get photographs of me coming out the house. It's called a perp walk. It's just so the police could go, PR, get some pictures of us arresting the big bad Nazi. But I came out the house laughing my fucking head off. I don't know if you've seen the arrest picture, but I'm coming out the house with like a gigantic shit-eating grin on my face because I just thought the whole situation was fucking hilarious.
Did they announce why they were arresting you, or did it catch you by surprise at first?
It was pretty by surprise. The police sort of like turned up. I got a knock at the door and I opened it and I seen two CID officers. That's the Criminal Investigation Division. I'm sure that's what it stands for. But they're like a higher level of police officer. They're almost like detectives, right? And
the Men in Black came for them.
Oh no, it doesn't end there. There's so much more about what kind of fucking areas of the police were actually involved in this case. It goes deeper, trust me. But they came in, I let them into the house and they were like, I assume you know why we're here. And I was kind of like, I've got an idea. And they just went, well, why don't you explain to us what happened? And I was sort of like, yeah, made the video to annoy my girlfriend. Someone else posted it on Reddit. It made it to the front page of Reddit. And then it just kind of blew up from there. And then the police officer, just the way he said it was just so blunt. He went, I see, well, we're here to arrest you. And my response was to start laughing and go, okay. Like that. So like the thing was though, like I was in my fucking pajamas, so I was kind of like, can I get changed first? Like I don't want to like get dragged out the house in my fucking boxer shorts. And they were like, yeah, that's fine, go get changed. So while I'm getting changed, the police officer's like watching me. He's standing right next to me, watching me get changed. It's obviously that's just a safety thing to make sure that I've not got like a weapon hidden in the house that I'm going to get or something. But like,
yeah.
While he's watching me, the other police officer is going around my entire house taking pictures of everything in my house and stuff like that as well.
Playing with your dog.
Is that allowed? If they have a warrant for your arrest, can they search your stuff?
My mistake was that I invited them into the house as soon as you... If you invite them in, then, you know, that's it. They can search your house once they're in there.
What filth.
Yeah, so ended up I got fucking like handcuffed, you know, because I'm a dangerous man, dangerous shit full stuff.
Yeah, you're like the Mandarin. Jesus,
is that like your main tip then? In the future, don't invite police into your house.
Yeah,
if someone wants to get away with this, just don't invite them in.
Yeah, if the police turn up to your house, don't invite them in. Tell them to come back with a warrant so that you've got time to flush your memes down the toilet and all that shit.
To lay evidence. Yeah.
Flush the dog down the toilet.
It was a good run.
What dog?
You have no proof. CGI.
It was all faked. It was me in a green screen.
It was Andy Serkis.
It was Andy Serkis in motion capture. Like, that was Buddha. Like, the entire time, it was actually him.
Arrest him.
Yeah, my girlfriend went fucking apeshit because the police were arresting me. You know, I'm sitting there in handcuffs trying to like reason with my girlfriend to calm down because I'm like, you are not making this situation any better. Because she's just this like sort of small, furious Scottish woman. So like I was sort of like basically got to the point of, babe, shut the fuck up.
you're incriminating me. You're making it worse.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did she maybe think initially that this was just part two of the prank?
No, she kind of knew it was serious. I can see because I'm sort of looking at her like sort of with, is this really happening? Like, what the fuck? And then I got led outside. All the press were there and taking pictures of me. And then I get put in the car and then I get taken to jail. I get kept in jail overnight as well. Yeah.
Pigs. All right, talking about voting in people that you like into government positions, we have a position on our desk for some cool droids, Jackson, don't we? Tell me.
So, Little Bits is a company that's sponsoring this episode, and they're offering a droid kit at the moment. 6 bits, 20 droid parts, 3 sticker sheets, and a free app. This is a cool little kit where you can assemble your very own droid. It's got a lot of cool modes to it. You can drive it around. It's got a force mode. It's got self-nav, 20 authentic droid sounds from the Star Wars films. You can reconfigure it in different ways to create brand new droids as well. So it's a bit of a creative endeavor if you're into that kind of stuff. There's missions and challenges as well. 22 missions in the app to teach your droid new skills. You can customize your droid and give them any personality you want. And it's also great for kids that love coding. So if you got any kids around that love coding, or if you are a kid that loves coding, then this is the perfect tool to kind of jump into that hobby and learn to control electronics with code. This does require a smart device, though, so that's
Jackson,
just a little clarification.
I would like to take time now to talk about my child's experience with Little Bits. Let me tell you, my little baby boy, you guys have maybe heard of him. His name is Charlie. He's a wee little man. I love him. He's got a full beard now and a dog, so he's living a great life. But this kid, this little precious bundle of joy to me, let me tell you, he loves assembling little bits. I'm so proud of his creativity expressed by little bits that I just got to say, that's why my kid loves little bits.
And I found it at littlebits.com/official, and I got $10 off a droid inventor kit.
Literally, littlebits.com/official. You can get the Toy Association's 2018 Toy of the... Not month.
Year.
Not in the year. My son is speaking up. Oh, I'm so proud.
So before we get ahead of ourselves, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this scratching their heads going, why the fuck is this? Who is this YouTuber and why did he get arrested for a video? What is going on? So can you give us the reason? Quick rundown of the laws.
This is the thing. It's like I got the dog to respond to the phrase "gas the Jews" because he thinks it means treat. So whenever you say it to the dog, whenever you say it to him, he jumps around all excitedly and he gets hyped. Like whenever you say that to him, and also whenever he wants his treat, I say "Z Kyle" and he gives a Nazi salute. Right. So the thing is though, like me making that video, starring in the video, editing the video, that wasn't the crime. It's not a crime to do that. It was me actually posting the video onto YouTube. That's the crime. And that's in the 2003 Offensive Communications Act at section 127, where if you post an offensive message on a social media platform, then that itself is a crime because someone might see it in the public eye and get offended by it. That's literally a crime here.
God, that's
not
sad.
Scary at all.
Yeah, yeah. And there's even plans to make that law even more severe. Well, if you do something like that, but basically the larger the following online you have, then the more severe your sentence will be.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Jeez, wait, based on your like follower account and reach?
Yep. You can get
so
up
basically
to,
like yeah. basically so, PewDiePie would have been executed last year or whenever ordeal happened.
Yeah, PewDiePie would have been
What do you do about the circumstances being completely out of your control? What if I'm a rinky-dink channel with like 100 subs and I make a video that gets 10 million views? Am I suddenly in a gulag? Like what the fuck?
Yeah, you posted the video online, so basically you're responsible. So see how things that are like completely out with your control, like that the video actually going viral, that's not really within anyone's control. Or even if someone gets inspired by your video to do something stupid, like that's some stuff that you have no control over whatsoever, but the police treat it as 100% your fault.
So it's the same shit with like violent video games where they're like, oh, you should be punished because you drove this guy to kill people and shit like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what the police think. They just want a scapegoat. Like, that's all they want.
It's unbelievable.
It's just the saddest thing.
It is. It's scary how ready, apparently, the police is to do this, too. Or rather, I guess, the government, the man.
Yeah, so I've spoken to a lot of active serving police officers, and they think the law is completely stupid. Basically, British police are aware that worldwide right now, that they're a complete joke. They're literally like the butt of like so many jokes around the world. You've heard of the whole, you know, oh, you get a license for that butter knife, mate, like license and all that type of shit. Like that's the stuff that they're getting made fun of now. Whereas, you know, the whole things where we've got grooming gangs and acid attacks and all that as well, kind of goes unnoticed. But you know, we actually have people in jail right now over tweets. Like we have people in jail over tweets
here in Germany too. People getting arrested for making Facebook posts. It's despicable. Yeah, that's what I meant with near and dear to my heart. I'm Turkish. I came out of Turkey. Still trying to escape the fucking government, basically, in a way. Trying to get rid of my goddamn citizenship. Now I'm in Germany, and people keep asking me, hey, Kaya, so how do you feel now that you're free? And yeah, no, I'm not really. Right? I still don't really have free speech. I still can't go on Twitter. There's still plenty of things that if I tweet them, I'm going to still get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it just you can't pick and choose with these things. Free speech is either absolute or you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's just fucking despicable.
Yeah, there's a lot of countries, especially in Europe right now, that are being completely regressive when it comes to free speech. Yeah, free speech is actually under attack, but there's some people that are in support of this because it's not them personally being attacked. That's why the far left are more than happy for like stuff like this to happen to people like us, because they see us as far-right, lunatic, neo-Nazi, white supremacists. Because that's what they use as, yeah. So they basically use that as a dehumanization sort of tactic, as if, oh, he's racist, so technically he's not even human, so the government can do whatever it likes to him, and we support it. You know, even
to
though
to be fair, your dog isn't human, but
yeah, that's fair. it's not him that got fucking arrested.
They didn't throw him in handcuffs. And
that's all.
He's
it
a lot afraid of a speech.
It's always just people thinking they're standing up for someone else without realizing that it's just their own superiority that they're putting up front.
Oh, people like a virtue signal. That's what it is. People like to feel offended on behalf of other people.
I'm surprised, or at least I haven't seen any articles, but I'm still surprised that nobody has argued for the dog to be put down.
Some people actually did say that what I did was animal cruelty. Yeah. It's as if, I radicalized my dog. Yeah, it would maybe be cruelty if he didn't get his biscuit at the end of the trick. Like, maybe that would be cruelty, but no, I gave him his biscuit. He's a good boy.
How long did it take you to groom the to train the dog?
To groom the dog.
To radicalize the dog. Yeah.
5 days.
Wow. Yeah, maybe he was Nazi. Eager. That was quick.
Yeah, he was predispositioned to that right there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he trained you. I'm gonna make him say Zeke Heil.
He was already trying
and
woke.
Give me a cookie.
God,
that's amazing, man. Yeah, it's absolutely despicable, like you said, because it doesn't affect them right now. It sucks how people, when they have the power and they're the mainstream, and they, you know, just not only do they lick the boots, but they really enjoy being the boot. Everybody else's fucking freedom. Like, hey, you know, just for some reason they never think, hey, this law might come back to bite me in the ass 8 years from now when some other government is in power, but the law still is in effect, right? And now they're gonna come here and they're gonna maybe say, hey, reading Tumblr blogs is hate speech. No, somehow that doesn't never comes up. It's always
that's the thing, is I even said that in my speech at Day for Freedom. Basically, laws, whenever they get put, it's so easy in Britain to get a law put in place. It is near impossible to get the law repealed. It's almost impossible. But like these people want these laws put in places, and then that's laws transcend government. So right now we've got a Conservative government. Would you believe? Yeah, apparently this is the right wing party. And what's going to happen is one day, you know, a far right government, you know, an actual bad one, could get voted in who have access to these exact same laws. And I reached out to the far left and said, if that day ever comes, like, what do you think is going to happen to you? You're setting yourself up for a fall. So that's why it should be in everybody's interest, like, to not let the government have this much power. But they do, and it's because the far left want them to have it.
It's mainly just this big movement now where free speech is a synonym for hate speech, and people just want to stay in their bubble and not ever get hurt. It's just this, I guess it's self-preservation of feelings or something, where they never want to experience something that might make them a bit uncomfortable, and they just look for a really short-term solution to feeling attacked, or they want to make everything an attack. So like cultural appropriation with like wearing the dress, all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
it's not even short term. It's the scary part is they think it's gonna be long term. That's what I mean. They think that they like bad things, bad methods, almost you could even say evil methods, so long as they serve them. Right? This is like if you were on a schoolyard and you keep feeding the bully mean ideas like, hey, you should beat up those guys, you should beat up those guys, because you think that bully's never gonna beat you up one day.
Yeah. It's he like is. The,
He's a bully.
It's the phrase, no bad tactics, just bad targets.
Yeah. It's all a culture of your rights end where my feelings begin.
Yeah, that literally is it. People, like, even, I don't know if any of you seen the debate with Cathy Newman and Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one where she says, how does your right to free speech trump a trans person's right not to be offended? Well, for a start, not being offended isn't a fucking right at all in any way, shape or form. It's just basically these people want the government to have more power because I don't want to encounter mean people in my life. Like, how delusional do you need to be to go, I want to go through my whole life and not meet an arsehole? I want the government to have authoritarian rule over speech to protect my feelings. Like, that, honestly, man, that is fucking all new manners of woke. Man, like, that's
creepy,
fucking,
man. You don't, yeah. You don't want government to be that powerful.
Exactly.
It's fucking scary more than anything, because most of the people are just so close-minded, they're not even open to hearing an argument as to why it could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
If you even give a if you even give a counterpoint, you are the Nazi, the racist, and the one who's teaching dogs to Sig Heil and burn down churches.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that they don't, see, whenever they meet us in debate, we annihilate them every single time. They know that they can't win in debate. They know that they, one of the methods that they tried to adopt was just to go, this person's a racist, a Nazi, a white supremacist, and all this type of stuff as well. But see, because they've cried wolf far too much, more and more people are now going, well, I kind of want to see if any of that is actually true. So what people are now doing is looking into these people and going, hold on, this person isn't a racist or a Nazi or anything like that. And more people are starting to realise that they're being lied to. Because that used to be, if you wanted, if you couldn't go up against a person's arguments, just label them a racist, and then everyone will go, oh, well, they're a racist. Well, I don't argue with racists. We don't need to listen to this person. Yeah. And that is slowly but surely fading away, because they've realised it doesn't work anymore. Like, it doesn't work at all anymore. And people are actually now starting to look into these people and understanding their arguments. So the next step that they've got is to threaten us with violence and deplatform us. If there's a venue that we're booked at, they'll call a bomb threat into the venue, or like threaten to come down on the day of the event and attack us and all that, to basically frighten the venue into backing out. Like that's the new method that they've used.
It's not even that new anymore, unfortunately. It's been going on for a few years, that deplatforming shit. That's what bothers me. I've mentioned this before, when somebody like PewDiePie, he makes a joke about, you know, literally a $5 joke, a joke that cost him $5 on some website where he ordered two, I don't even know, like Native Americans to unfold a piece of paper that says kill all Jews or something. Yeah. And then Pepsi, Coca-Cola, all the big companies pull out of YouTube. They blame, you know, the entire internet, and a lot of YouTubers too, who should know better, decided to blame PewDiePie for the adpocalypse, is what they call it, right? Rather than...
They were trying to save their own skin,
rather than blame the douchebags who went to Coca-Cola to complain and say, like, how dare you support this Nazi? No, those are the kind of people you should be complaining about. The goddamn sleazy fucks. They're really the new, you know, may I speak to your manager assholes, right? Who would give some cashier a hard time, like maybe she's, you know, the waitress. She's just trying to put herself through college, and you're giving her a hard time because you imagined a hair in your soup, so you want to talk to your manager and have her fired. That's who you are now.
Yeah. It's the people that seem to think that because they are offended, they're owed something. Like, I'm owed something. Like, my feelings were hurt. You need to remedy this. This needs to happen. Basically, appease me. And it seems like we've had a generation of kids that have been raised to think that they are mummy and daddy's little prince or princess, and the world should bend the knee just for them. Like, they've been taught this all the way through their childhood, and they're getting it in universities as well. But now that they've actually went out into the big bad world and they've realised that nobody's going to change for you, you need to change to fit in, you need to actually work, you actually need to contribute, you need to do this, and all they've basically done is went, this is hard, I don't like this, what do you mean I have to do work? Like, what do you mean not everyone has to? I want things my way. I want things my way. And so what they're doing is trying to change the world, like, in the worst possible way. They seem to think that they just deserve a good society, and they can rely on the government to do it for them. Even though, like, whenever a government has that much power, it never fucking ends well. Like, what they're supposed to do is everyone needs to contribute and work towards a society. Don't just leave it up to the government to do it for you because you're not willing to put the work in.
It's the means, right? The ends justify the means. That's the philosophy. And if their ends are, is this awesome utopia that they imagine, then, you know, whatever means will get us there. If we're going to have to be bigots who clamp down and send people to jail for jokes, then whatever. We're going to have to do it for that utopia one day.
That's why they use that. See how the dissociation thing as well, like, remember how I said they call people like Nazis and racists and all that type of stuff as well? They do that to dehumanize a person, which means that you don't feel this sort of empathetic link to them whenever something bad happens to them. It's a dehumanization tactic, and it means that when people who are, you know, they're not really racist or white supremacists or anything, but they get arrested or something bad happens to them, you don't empathize with them, you're dissociated from them because you don't see them, you know, as on higher level as you. Sometimes you you don't even see them as human, which means that anything that happens to them is justified and you won't empathize with them, which hilariously is the exact same tactic that the Nazis used like to justify their treatment of Jews. So, like, you know, it's quite funny how they've pretty much became the same thing that they fucking hate.
I mean, speaking of fucking hate, though, to change gears a bit, how about Graham Linham, huh? What's going on with that? Has that finally resolved itself? Glinner?
No, he's mentally ill. He legit is absolutely mentally ill. Any comedian that came out and tried to support me, he immediately, like, DM'd them and says, no, don't support him. He's this, he's that, he's blah, 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 and all that. And someone, I'm not going to say who, but they were a big deal. They basically messaged Graham and went, yeah, you're literally going down full defamation route here. You're literally going down full defamation route. And I was talking to my lawyer, and my lawyer was like, yeah, I've seen your argument with Graham Linehan. And my lawyer was like, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. But the reason that he's not tweeted about me in a while was because he shit himself, because he realised that if I did take him to court, he would be fucked, because there's absolutely nothing to back up the things he was saying about me. And all that, but
that's
yeah,
the thing too, right? You can easily turn it on them if you wanted to, right?
Oh yeah, that's, like,
one of the most fascinating videos I saw with you was you were right outside of court arguing with some douchebag interviewer, and you said, listen, if context doesn't matter, and he said the words, he said, like, gas to Jews, you said gas to Jews and it's horrible and context doesn't matter, and you said, listen, if context doesn't matter, then you just said the words.
Yeah,
right? You're a Nazi too now. And he stood there being the 4 foot tall manlet balding douchebag.
That was James
just didn't
Matthews.
Have anything to say.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a gotcha reporter. He's been getting absolutely roasted online since.
What
then.
A cunt!
Yeah, that's what he deserved.
What an absolute cunt of a man.
If he wanted to come up and be a dishonest fuck, then I bent him over and I spanked him because that's what he deserved.
I just don't get. I don't get how what the problem was though. He asked you such a fair and balanced question of why is gas the Jews funny.
Yeah, that's what you asked me.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, that was when I was going into the court. The reporters wouldn't let me by to go to my own trial. And I was like, guys, I'm kind of going to be late for my actual trial. Get out the fucking way. Man,
there should be a clause. Was no one helping you?
Yeah.
No, one of the, I don't know, I think it was James Matthews' cameraman, but one of the cameramen, he was holding a camera, tried to, on purpose, trip up my girlfriend. Like, he stuck his foot right out and tried to trip her up.
Like, there should be a fucking clause where if you're a cameraman or a paparazzi, you sign away all liability waivers so you can just get bulldozed the fucked over or punched or anything if you're messing with the people you're trying to photo.
Yeah.
Because they just try that whole shit where they want that reaction. They try to get in your face and try to get you to do something. It's fucking despicable. And they know that the law is technically on their side with it.
It's I hate disgusting. All the paparazzi surrounding me, man. All the fucking time.
Yeah, it takes me an hour to get down your driveway.
I know, man. Just all those reporters. How big is your dick? Why is it so small?
How many Nazi dogs do you own?
Why are you teaching Tetra to do a Sig Heil?
God.
No, but I've heard it quite a lot from the media and all that as well. They sort of like a boogeyman. Like some of the media have actually backtracked when they realised that how much hate they were getting online for saying shit about me and all that as well. And then they sort of started being like really, really objective. They were just reporting on the facts and not actually giving opinions, like trying to call me a Nazi. And all this
really?
Stuff.
Oh, you mean like they should?
Yeah, wow. that sounds like actual journalism for once.
Yeah. Holy Christ.
I mean, it's surprising because usually when they get hates, they're, you know,
double down.
Plan B is, hey, I'm getting death threats. Well, he really must be a Nazi.
Yeah.
You know, that's the usual shit they pull. Kathy Newman did that, right? After Jordan Peterson, she got so much shit for being basically borderline retarded and being disingenuous, and her reply to this was, oh, would you look at this? People are saying I was wrong. He must be a misogynist.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're just a cunt.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She, like, the thing is, like, Kathy Newman wasn't doing that in good faith. either. You could see it. Like, even when, like, Jordan was talking about something completely mundane at the very start, and you can see her attempting to try and swerve it into, you know, the controversial territory. And, like, Jordan eventually went, yeah, you want to do this? Go on, then. Let's fucking do this. Man, and he took no prisoners. I loved it. That was a great debate.
And then people wonder why nobody likes the media anymore.
The thing is, they don't even hide their bias. Like, they're not good at it at all. Like, so many people can watch them, like, doing news reports and all that, and, like, everyone in the public is like, we can see exactly what you're doing. Like, that, like, it's just, like, they're hiding it so badly to the point where they don't even try anymore.
They don't really need to hide it, though.
Yeah, I think it's just like, yeah, fuck it, everyone knows we're dishonest as fuck. Let's just roll with it and carry on.
It's just the sad reality of things these days. But to switch gears off of something not as sad, do you masturbate often, Marcus?
This is a staple question.
I think I've been about once a day, at least once a day. Yeah.
Do you think about gassing the Jews while you do it?
the glory days.
Nah, man, I usually think about big titty goffs when I do it, man. Uh-oh. Yeah, usually something like that, and then just bust it right into my chest hair. Yeah, that's how it is.
Sounds like all the markings of a white supremacist to me.
Yeah, that's how I roll, man. I like my cum because it's white.
Do you have any really interesting tales of masturbation? It's just a staple question we ask around here.
There was one time when a girl was giving me a hand job and I hit myself in the beard. That wasn't fun.
How did you hurt yourself? What did you do? Try to do a push-up with it or something?
I came and it hit me in the beard.
Oh, you hurt yourself.
Yeah, that was.
Well, that would have hurt.
Yeah, that was sort of like a one-night stand as well. So this was like my first day meeting her, so that was pretty awkward.
it's normal, sweetie. I swear to God, you'd be surprised if all the coming.
No. If it's like a one-night stand, you don't even have to deal with that after. You can just leave. Yeah. If it was someone like you know or something, I think that'd be more embarrassing.
Oh God, there's cum in my beard. Ugh, well, I'll see you at work tomorrow.
That's kind of nice though. A little reverse facial. You spared her the shame, I guess.
Yeah. I'm a gentleman.
They say chivalry's dead. When it hit, taking cum shots.
When it hit your beard, did you just say to her, "M'lady"?
He said, "I work for Polygon."
God. Marcus, I'll tell you one cause I'll go to prison for, and that's Brooklinen's amazing sheets. I taught my dog how to fold these sheets and how to salute when he's ready for me to lie in them. Brooklinen, Andrew, tell me about Brooklinen.
Brooklinen was founded in April 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Richard Fulop. Let me tell you something. If you are Rich, you're right. I called him Richie. We're friends. We're best friends.
You didn't call him that either. You called him Richard.
That's fine. So anyway, Ricardo and I, they founded these bedsheets together.
He's going to personally strike down this ad now.
They founded this bedsheet company together. I got to tell you something about Brooklyn and sheets, though.
Yeah? What are you going to tell us?
Oh, I wanted to build dramatic suspense.
Well, on a time of it.
Okay, look, my Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've slept on. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. I've stated my piece, okay? Get off my back. It's a fact. You can't hold me down. No matter what you try to impress me with, I shall persevere and let you know that Brooklinen sheets are comfy. The Brooklinen.com also has an exclusive offer just for my listeners, mine. Anyone listening to me right now, no one listening to you guys. $20 off and free shipping. Would you use the promo code? Would anyone like to guess?
Official.
Oh, my God. At brooklinen.com. So you go to brooklinen.com. You type in your promo code official. You get $20 off. I literally cannot imagine a functional adult who isn't going to do that.
Andrew, they're also so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. That's pretty good value. Well,
it sounds like you literally have a mental disorder if you don't go and buy these sheets. I just don't understand it. The only way, though, to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Who Wants It?
Official.
At brooklinen.com. That's Charlie. Can you spell Brooklinen?
Brooklinen. Brooklinen.
That is correct.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but like all housewives, I too read Good Housekeeping, and they voted Brooklinen and best of online betting. Okay, so please go there.
Brooklinen, yeah. These are the best sheets ever.
I agree. They're great sheets.
They're
Thank
soft
you, Brooklinen.
And comfy. So actually, that kind of brings it to a follow-up. I was checking out some of your stuff, and I noticed you got a bunch of piercings and gauges and all that stuff going on. Are there any thoughts on that you might not have shared? Like, do you regret any of them? Do you have any?
No,
you really wanted to go for?
I've still got them in. If I didn't want them, I could just like take them out. But because of it all, like I used to be years and years and years ago. I used to be a communist as well. I was involved in communist groups yes. and all that, man. Yeah, because when you're young, you're stupid, aren't you? Yeah. you do dumb stuff when you're young, and because of that, and because of my piercings and all that, 4chan poll are absolutely still convinced that I'm a communist, and I've even heard conspiracy theories that I'm actually a controlled opposition that's funded by Israel.
Well, I mean, you're talking about poll from 4chan, though. You'll hear every theory about everything from there.
Yeah man, they're an interesting bunch.
I don't think Israel would ban their own spy.
Yeah, it seems really counterintuitive.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Brilliant. But enough uplifting news. I saw you're getting married now, Marcus.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Yeah, I proposed to her the other day. I planned to do it for ages, and like, you know, I had the ring and stuff, but I kind of wanted to wait until like after the trial, because I didn't want to, like, you know, get down on one knee and go like that. Oh, she said yes, yeah, thanks very much, babe, I love you. Anyways, I'll be back in about 6 months. Yeah, like, you know, I just kind of thought that would put a dampener on the whole thing, so I wanted to wait.
It would have been incredible if you did it during like the trial, though, in the courtroom. Yeah. That would have been incredible.
The second you got the verdict, all right, I'm proposing.
Yeah, you'd like to gas juice with me.
No, that was just the thing, though, man. Like, I did actually dab in the courtroom as well.
Beautiful. Well, there goes my respect.
No, it was more of a dare. Like, everyone was doing the whole "bet you don't," and I was like, "I bet I fucking do." Man, like, that's what made me do it. Yeah.
From the womb to the tomb, shitposting out here. Marcus is taking it to the next
I'll
level.
Some of the people in that court went like, is that the new Nazi salute? What the fuck is that?
That's what I was kind of hoping for. I was kind of hoping that the media would be like, oh, and like fucking freak out over that, man. But nah, nobody cared. I think even the media think that the dab is cringe.
Well, for a while, 4chan tried making that into a Nazi symbol too, right? With a dab. Meaning yeah. destroy all blacks. Yeah. The dab being a Nazi salute while you're also shielding your eyes from the Hitler's Aryan glory or something like that.
Oh yeah, they try to corrupt every mainstream thing. The okay emoji, you know, where it's the symbol.
Oh, that's an old one.
Yeah, they were like, it needs to symbolize white power with the three fingers being whites and then the O being okay.
Yeah.
No, and that actually got hit by...
I actually have that on my merch. I actually have the okay symbol on my merch, and it says over the top of it, it's okay to be edgy. So, man, I'm like, yeah, people tell me all the time that they get a lot of shit for wearing that shirt. People walk through their universities wearing it and everything, so it's quite funny.
God.
Well, right now they're trying to, 4chan again, it's trying to turn the T pose into a racist symbol. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I've
seen that. It took 2 days for it to actually catch on in the media, apparently.
let me tell you, I don't think any place on the internet does pranks better than 4chan. Did you guys see the iPhone 6 microwave thing?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one of all time, where when the new iPhone comes out, they make a completely accurate recreation of Apple advertising saying, your new iPhone has new lithium-enhanced solar batteries that you can charge in your microwave. And you just have a bunch of teenagers on Twitter going like, my fucking phone exploded.
I like the one where he says the thing that made it, this was spectacular, where he says that it was the new iPhone update made the iPhone waterproof. The update made it waterproof. People actually believed it, and they were fucking dumping it in the sink and fucking all kinds of shit, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, kids are stupid. It's your fucking fault as a parent if you give your 12-year-old an iPhone 8.
Or a microwave.
Have you seen that video of the Twitch support? They fucking got the little kid to rub butter all over his laptop and all that shit, and then microwave the laptop battery. Have you not seen that video?
No, I have.
I can't say I've seen that one.
It's like a part of you feels really, really bad because it's just some little fat, socially awkward kid believing everything that this guy's saying to him over Skype because the guy's pretending to be Twitch support. Right. And he's going, yeah, I'll show you how to like set up your laptop and all that stuff, and like how it'll run fast. You'll be able to run all these games. And then like he got the kid to like rub butter all over his laptop and like put the laptop. He wrapped the laptop battery in foil and put it in the microwave.
He then got the kid
to go into the developer console of his Xbox and totally bricked his system.
Jesus. I think that probably wasn't a guy pretending to be Twitch support. That sounds like real Twitch support to me.
And then they banned the kid.
Yeah, for dangerous content.
Oh no, God. But that was I feel really, really bad for the kid, but at the end of the day, he kind of deserves it for being that stupid. Do you know what'll fix your laptop? Rub butter all over it. Like,
yeah, I mean, they have to make a critical learn thinking. One way or another.
Yeah, you have to learn like that. Like, for instance, I told this on the podcast not long ago, but I fell victim to something very similar. Granted, I wasn't rubbing butter all over like my electrical outlets or anything, but I was trying to kill a cockroach in my bathtub and someone told me mix bleach and bleach and ammonia or something. I can't remember what the other one was, but it makes chlorine gas. So I fucking gassed myself out of my own bathroom for 24 hours.
Fucking hell.
You could have died.
Yeah, you could have died there.
Yeah, I called poison control, yeah.
What's funny is you would have died and the cockroach would have been fine.
Yeah, to follow up, it did not kill the cockroach.
It made it stronger.
Yeah, I had to smash
it's
it.
It's taking over angry the bathroom now.
Yeah, it's his bathroom now. I don't go in there.
To be fair, Charlie is a hypochondriac, so I assume you used like an eyedropper and then you ran out of the house when you found out what happened.
Yeah, Charlie like is your the girlfriend. Kind of man. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh. Charlie's the kind of man where he has a cockroach in his bathroom and he goes, maybe instead of like smashing it or trapping it in a jar, I'll create fucking chlorine gas and chemical warfare now.
I didn't know it created chlorine. I mean, I did. I just wasn't thinking at the time because of fear. I hate those bitches. I did trap it. I trapped it under a little garbage can. But
then you decided to use a bunch of chemicals. A chemical warfare rather than just getting rid of and flushing like, it down the toilet or something.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Mad scientist.
Yeah. I was basically creating the Powerpuff Girls in the bathtub I trapped it in.
Sugar, spice, and chlorine gas. These are the ingredients.
Yeah, that was one of the most silly times of my life. Like I was only a couple months ago, but I felt so fucking silly.
I mean, I found out with the computer shit in a similar way. I used to play those old Flash games on PopCap. You remember those? Mm. They were the guys who did the original Bejeweled and all that shit. So
they're still massive.
What?
PopCap's still massive.
They're still massive. I thought they went under or got bought out by someone.
Oh. I thought they just made mobile games or some shit.
Maybe that would make a lot of sense. But I was playing Insane Aquarium, where you had like the fish, you had to feed them and shoot aliens and shit. And I went, this game's fun, but I'm a little kid. I want to look up some cheats on how to play Insane Aquarium. So I just typed in like Insane Aquarium cheat codes or something, and it up came one of those automated Google links where it just takes whatever you're searching for. And creates a website around it to get you to download a virus. No. Like when you type in, like, I don't know, like XX porn, and it's all like XX porn, travel options. Like it's just a bunch of links. So I downloaded it. Yeah, exactly. A literal .exe. And I downloaded it and I was like, oh boy, this is going to really help my game. And I got a pop-up virus. And for the most part, it scared the shit out of me and I didn't know what was going on. But the real one that scared me was one of the pop-ups that came up was this picture of this random Indian man. Just like an Indian man's mugshot, and it said, "This is your hacker. He has unlimited access. He has total control." And I went, "Oh fuck." I got really scared. And that's when I told my dad what happened. I was like 8 years old.
And then he shook his fist angrily. This guy again, huh?
Logitech'd me, Dad.
Literally, it was a stock photo of like someone at the local Indian jail. And it just said, this is your hacker. He has just a checklist of like unlimited access. All of your passwords.
I like that's how he chose to communicate.
it was a
little profile for himself.
It's like Indian Thanos.
I've been trapped in this pop-up for years. But yeah, then when they fixed it, that's when I learned, you know, maybe downloading willy-nilly on the internet isn't a good idea. Probably not the best thing.
I should have done that when I was sending viruses to pedophiles, like put a photo of me, but Photoshop to make myself look intimidating at 16. All big and buff, I'm going to whoop your ass.
I'm coming for you, pussy boy.
I'm 6'9" and 400 pounds of muscle. You're fucked. Do you have any interesting fun tales on the internet, Dankula? Or Marcus, I guess. Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
It, man. I've kind of got a few. I tried online dating once. That was fun. And all that, just sort of like trying to use it for like one night stands and shit like that. The funny thing is, I actually met my current girlfriend on Tinder, but my current girlfriend is fiance now. Fuck, I need to keep calling her that. And the hilarious thing was is like everyone laughs at how different me and Sue are. Like I'm like this internet edgy spellglord, and she is like one of the most wholesome people that you've ever met. Like she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke. She doesn't do any of those things. Oh. She literally bakes and cooks and cleans. And whenever we started fully dating, she was like, I deleted Tinder. I thought, did you know that people only use Tinder to just find people for sex? I thought it was an I thought it was an actual full on dating app. And I'm sitting there like, oh, really? That's disgusting. Like, some people these days, our society.
Those pigs.
Oh, those degenerates.
I'm sitting there with my fedora telling her how much I respect her.
Come still in your bed.
I saw you. I had to put a ring on it.
Yeah, you were the only person I swiped right on. The only one.
Yeah.
Fucking sweating profusely, deleting all the old messages for like, hey, babe, let's just fuck.
That's good, man. You got lucky, goddamn, like marrying somebody off of Tinder. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, we already worked together. That was the thing. I seen her on Tinder and I went, that's that girl that I work with. And I just sort of went, I wonder, and swiped you up, man. And then it matched and I was like, oh shit. Then
that's you weren't afraid talking. Of the idiom, don't shit where you eat?
No.
Like you didn't think that'd be a problem?
I worked in a call center, man. It was already full of shit. So,
gotcha.
That doesn't really matter.
That's super romantic, though. That's becoming more and more commonplace as, like, online dating really starts to take off. That's cute, though.
Yeah, I mean, why not? There's literally no downside to it.
Andrews are...
Well...
Yeah, online dating's a bit hit or miss. You don't know if you're going to get set up with a fucking lunatic.
I mean, but here's the thing. Dishonest people are going to be dishonest even off the internet. Yeah. Like, you can meet a girl in real life and she's like, yeah, I'm a millionaire and I work with Ryan Reynolds and I'm so successful and cool. And then you find out she's
broke. But they can't lie about their looks.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
But do the looks really matter, Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Is it only skin deep for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Looks better to everyone.
But I don't know. The internet does make it easier for, you know, to catch a predator would not have happened during a speed dating session offline, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like 60-year-old grandpa isn't going to meet the 12-year-old next door during speed dating or at the local park. Like, hey, you want to go on a date, little girl?
Yeah, I would love to see the instance of like a 10-year-old and a pedophile with love at first sight.
Oh, that reminds me.
Right.
Marcus,
you weirdo.
You debated Amos Yee. What kind of an experience was that like?
I'm supposed to be doing it again tonight.
Warming up with us, huh?
Yeah, he's an interesting chap. He's coming at me. The thing is, though, see, when it comes to, like, debating, like, there's a reason that a lot of people don't do it with me, because I don't take it seriously and I just make jokes, which is why, like, Destiny, like, hates me so much. Because it's supposed to be. Yeah, he was like, he came into this debate and he wasn't taking me seriously. He was just making jokes. And I was like, well, what did you expect? Like, it's what I do. I don't take anything seriously. And, like, so that's why he hates me. And Amos is coming at me tonight with all these studies and, like, you know, science and facts about how it's totally okay to have sex with kids. And I'm going to go, yeah, well, that's nice and everything. But how about you go fuck yourself, you pedo?
He spent six months with his research team forming essays and stuff just for this.
I'm all the way with you. I hate this attitude. This is a new thing, I feel like, on YouTube, or at least in the last year, that came out with these YouTube debates. They call it debates. Mm-hmm. Like, get over yourself. You're not fucking Christopher Hitchens, okay? You're two losers on Skype. All right, this is not a debate. The cringiest shit is they started calling it a blood sport.
Blood sports isn't really debate. Like, what they kind of do is, like, blood sports is sort of like Jerry Springer of the internet. They're just hoping for it to be a big screaming shit show. Like, that's the point. Like, blood sports is entertaining, because I went on it and it was me. Have you heard of JF? Like, JF Karepi? Right. Well, the thing was, like, he said some things about me. Well, I made some jokes about him because there's a certain fact about him that a lot of people weren't aware of, but it recently came to light, where he was charged with statutory rape, right? but the reason that he was charged with it, because the girl was of legal age, but she was so mentally disabled that she had the brain of a child.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's disgusting.
It sounds like a pedophile's favorite loophole.
Yeah. Wow. So the whole thing was, like, he believes in the whole race and IQ thing, that whites are superior and we should only focus on, like, putting, you know, superior genes into our offspring and all that type of stuff as well. And I made a sort of a joke where I said, for someone that wants to pass down in superior genes, why were you trying to get a potato pregnant? Like, that was what I said. And he went off on one of the streams about me, saying that he hopes that I die in jail and all this type of stuff, right? So people set up the meet, and, like, at first he was trying to be friendly, but I went, I'm just going to roast him. And I roasted them the entire time about basically how he bangs retards, right? And he ended up getting really, really fucking angry. Like, if you watch it, you'll see him getting really, really angry. And I just sort of called him out on it, going, you're meant to be all about this blood sports, but you can't handle it when it happens to you. Right, and he blocked me on Twitter and everything, man, because he can't handle the bants.
I can get behind that. Okay, that sounds different than what I thought. What it was, like, some sort of an online arena of gladiators being badasses on Google Hangouts or whatever. But still, I mean, the word blood sports. Come on,
meet me in the Colosseum of intellect.
It's got the thicker neck beard.
Yeah. the bigger the neck beard, the more dominance.
That's exciting, though, man. I didn't know you debated Amos Yee. That's someone we talked about before. For a little backstory, he's like the 14-year-old looking 90-year-old guy who really advocates for having sex with babies and children. Like, he's the one that said babies.
Up.
Yeah, he's the one that said babies can consent to sucking dick.
Yeah,
like, he's a truly disturbed individual.
Yeah, he's an absolute piece of shit. Like, the thing was, though, like, see how the thing that first put him on the map was when he made those videos making fun of religion and all that stuff. And then the thing that really got him into trouble was he threw a Quran on his bed and started humping the Quran. Right?
How old was that Quran?
That was a perfect. It was a couple hundred years, Andrew.
He probably had it open on the page where it spoke about Aisha.
Did he read a passage from it where it's talking about consent? I mean, I want to cover every base here.
No,
but no, Amos used the perfect Trojan horse, man. He was, what was it, the Philippines originally?
Yeah, it was Singapore. He was from Singapore.
Singapore, yeah. So for our listeners, this kid, I don't know how old he was, like 16 or some shit, and he made fun of Christianity or Islam, I don't even know, but his country decided to, hey, you made fun of religion, you're gonna go to prison now. And he sought asylum in America, and he got it. He was granted asylum, so he moved to America. And as soon as he set foot in America, he changed his agenda from free speech for atheists to let's fuck babies.
Got him. It was the biggest bait and switch in American history.
This is the thing, is we all defended him. We were like, no, he has free speech. He has absolute free speech. And then he comes over to America. He went to prison twice. And we were like defending him. The internet was rallying behind him. And then he came to America and started spewing that stuff out, and everyone went, oh, holy shit. And that's when you see all these people, like people who made videos defending him, like quietly went back and deleted their videos and all that. Just kind of... Now, the thing is as well, I still completely support his right to speak, right? Which is not the same as supporting the things that he speaks about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what are you talking about? They're obviously the same exact thing. That's how the media and the internet and all that shit works. They have to be the same thing.
So you want to fuck kids?
Yeah, really. You heard it here first. The Count Dankula, no Nazi, and animal
cruelty expert. Looks like you're going back to prison.
Let's go full Cathy Newman and go, so what you're saying is toddlers are kind of sexy.
So that reporter harassing you on that question is going to come back to your house later and go, what's sexy about children?
The fucked up thing is, it's not even that fringe of an opinion anymore, I guess. Have you guys seen that one sexuality expert say that babies can consent to having their diapers changed? And that before you change their diapers, you should wait for the baby to show you consent.
Oh, fucking honestly, man. Yeah,
no, that's a good idea. Let's just let the baby sit in its own shit for a long time and get really uncomfortable and smell up the house and before, you know, it gives me a thumbs up to change it. Good idea.
Gladiator style.
Great idea.
You know, my baby was, you know, sort of floating face down in the pool, but I didn't jump in to rescue them because they didn't give me consent.
Fucking dumbasses who go, did you assume your dog's gender? Like, did you ask your dog what gender it wants to be? God.
Well, they are, and apparently it takes that little to be considered an expert. Now, if that takes that little, I wonder what subjects all of us are experts on, because there's got to be numerous things by now.
Well, it's easy. If you support the message that the media want to get across, doesn't matter what your qualifications are, they'll brand you as an expert because having that little word at the start of your name, you know, and that little name bar at the bottom of the screen, that goes a long way to making people believe you.
It's like being Twitter verified.
I want to be the only expert I want to be is those like food channel experts where they're like talking about the history of peanut butter and they bring in like Dan Broughton and it says like creamy peanut butter expert at the bottom or shit like that. I don't know how they get those titles.
Aiming high.
Yeah.
Specialized skills, man.
Really? God, everyone's an expert in everything now.
I'd hate being arrested and having my picture taken if I'm not wearing Beta brand clothing. I don't know how you dealt with that humiliation, Marcus. Beta brand clothing has yoga pants, the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. Comes with point fabric, with dress pant detailing, faux zippers and pockets, a front button, belt loops. My God, it has all the bells and whistles. It's like a little bits kit in yoga pants. Take it away, Kaya.
These are some crazy-ass yoga pants.
It may be called Beta brand, but it's definitely for alphas. So for all of the chads out there, here are your options. Styles, bootcut, straight leg, crop, leggings, and more. And colors, black, navy, gray, khaki. Kanye West, you don't know what you're doing. Beta brand got you beat. Seasonal and limited edition colors released monthly. Selections for all shapes and sizes. So, you know, if you're got a little pudgy midsection there, don't worry. Beta brand got you covered, all right? If you look like that fat boy from Deadpool 2, no problem. Beta brand is for you. Probably fire resistant too, no guarantee.
They fit and they feel good and they're comfortable, these yoga pants. That's my little tip of the day to motivate you guys.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. It was so hard to choose from the huge selection of Beta brand. I went to their website and I went, man, this selection is, it is awe-inspiring. It made my jaw drop. I went, Beta brand, you stepped up your game for sure. You are the best. I chose what I chose because it just felt right. It connected with me. Looked through their huge catalog, and I said, this is right for me. But that doesn't mean you have to do it that way. You can spend hours, days, weeks, months looking through all their stuff and still not come to a good decision because they have so many options.
When I wear Beta brand, people always ask me, what brand is that? You look like one of the Avengers. This is amazing. Is that like Kevlar? Is that Vibranium? This is amazing. And I say, nah, babe, it's just Beta brand. But that's why I, the Turkish god, started wearing Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants.
I started wearing Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. We all did.
So go to the actual link we haven't promoted once yet, which is betabrand.com, and use my code official to get 20% off your yoga pants. Millions of women agree with me. That's betabrand.com. BETABRAND.com, and use my code official.
So, Marcus, has all of this changed your view on where you live and the politics in it? Have you maybe considered moving somewhere else?
Do you want to move?
Yeah. No, but one thing I'm not going to do is move. I love my country, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make it better, which is why, see how the MPs, members of parliament, they're like our congressmen, if you want to call them that, we basically just need to get rid of every single one of them. So see how when the next elections roll around, see any one of them that isn't in favour of free speech and is in favour of these, you know, like progressive, you know, in quotation marks, you know, movements and stuff like that. We're going to draw attention to it and see if we can. We're going to cost them the fucking election. We're going to call them out on literally everything and try and get them all out of power because they're fucking the country.
You're making me feel bad. Because I told these guys before, but your case was it was like the final drop of fuck this. Like I dealt with this enough in Turkey. Fuck this. I'm moving to America. Okay. That's the last drop. Fuck Europe. Do whatever the hell you want. Just die in your own muck. But at the same time, it is giving up, right? If you just run away from these assholes and don't fight them.
Well, this is the thing. You were from Turkey, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the thing is, we're not at that stage quite just yet. You know, we might get arrested and stuff like that as well, but we still have, you know, access to a lawyer and all that type of thing. Whereas in Turkey, you know, anyone that sort of criticised Erdogan, they kind of just sort of disappeared in the night.
The scary, the scary part of that whole sentence, though, is the word yet, right? I mean, as somebody who's watched these things unfold in real time almost, it's knowing for a fact, having seen it firsthand, that's your future if you don't turn around now. That's the scary part of it all. But, you know, you have this dictator douchebag who, you know, I'm not talking about any specific country now. Don't kill my mother, please. Let's just say, let's make a generalization because I do have family in Turkey. So let's call, let's say Middle East, and I don't want my family to disappear. So, you know, you have these dictators who just, as you say, make people disappear. Yeah. Sounds creepy, right? Sounds like something out of a movie, but that's your future. You could disappear. Your girlfriend could disappear. It's not going to take you 10 years. It didn't take this guy 10 years. You know, we call it Christmas Island. It's a euphemism.
That's the thing is as well, like, there's a lot of people in Scotland who are nationalists, right, who basically want Scotland to become its own independent country. Right, and the most people want it just because, oh, fuck the English, we hate the English, like, that's what they want it, but there's a lot of people, especially in our group, who want it just so that we can get the fuck away from the English Parliament for these laws and everything that they're bringing in, because the English Parliament is getting scary at this point, they're getting really scary, so we kind of want to, you know, make Scotland its own independent country and hashtag build the wall. just to put a nice border in between us and all of this authoritarian bullshit that's coming from England. But the only problem with that is that every single Scottish party that we have right now is far left. Even our nationalist party, who is pushing for independence, are far left. Right, like the Scottish Nationalist Party is far left, which is funny as fuck. So
I don't know how we're gonna do it.
Now they are. We just basically need to change all the members of Parliament, get rid of them all, just do a big house cleaning, you know, drain the swamp. That's what needs to be done. Because there are MPs that do exist that are all for freedom of speech, and they're the ones that we want to bring in, but see if they dare voice it, then they get kind of shunned and, like, you know, sent to the back of the class, you know, by all of the other MPs, you know, every one of them is, yeah, you're seen as a black sheep and a bit of a pariah if you dare think differently, You know, that's how bad it's gotten in our government.
You should run.
Do you feel good about your chances? Well, yeah, you should run. But do you feel good about your chances, like, in changing it all? Or
hopefully,
is
because
it pessimistic?
This is Jackson, by the way. He hasn't spoken before, but...
Well, this is the thing, is you're kind of asking the people who are in charge to moderate themselves. It's like, you know, it's like asking the police to investigate themselves. They're going to go, oh yeah, sure, we'll get right on that. Yeah, we decided no, because like, you know, it's like you know, you ever had that prick friend when you were younger who you were playing games with and he just sort of made the rules up as he went along and they were always to his benefit. Like, yeah, that's what our government is.
Just a shitty friend.
Nobody likes that friend. Well, Marcus, at the end of the day, all of it, do you think, I imagine it was a really awful thing to go through, but coming out on top of it, do you think it was a really big benefit to your life in any way? Would you look at it as a more of a positive thing overall by the position it gave you?
As far as employability goes, no. Because <Yeah. laughs> like, this is the thing, is I YouTube full time now. Like, it's my full time job. So I suppose like getting to sleep in late and stuff like that's pretty fun and all that. But like, YouTube's not forever. Like, everyone becomes irrelevant eventually. And when that day comes, you know, are there going to be places that are willing to hire me? You know, that's the problem, because I was working in private security before this. Like, that's what I was doing.
And did you get fired from your job for it?
I was technically self-employed, where I would basically just sort of get a text from my phone. Just go, can you do this date? Can you do that date? And everything. So it was loads and loads of different companies.
Man?
What? No.
Sounds like you're some loan shark muscle for hire.
When you're Scottish security, you essentially are a muscle for hire. but yeah, it was just, I just worked in the private security sector. That's where I was.
Mm.
But like, you know,
so they basically just stopped texting you then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's a few people that'd still be like really, really happy to hire me. You know, so if YouTube goes under, I can just go back to them.
Mm. Well, that's good to have a backup plan then.
Yeah,
it's kind of put you in this position of like the face of free speech.
Yeah, one that I didn't try and get. I just wanted to make a shit post on my YouTube channel, man. And then, like, all of a sudden, I'm fucking speaking to crowds of thousands in London, and I'm YouTubing full time, and all this stuff in the media are all talking about me, and I'm just sort of sitting there, like, it was a meme. Like, how did all this fucking happen?
Over a fucking meme. I mean, your speech could have been your concession on it. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to make memes. That's it. I don't know why I'm here. I just
you
wanted.
Fucking
idiots. I just wanted to shit post. Please go home.
I'm just fucking walking around like Deus Ex. I never asked for this.
But instead of cool cybernetic arms, you just have piercings. Unfortunately,
instead of those shades that come out in front of his eyes, he pushes a button. His arm hits the Nazi salute.
Most efficient. Upgraded to maximum. No, man, I think that's you know, it shows what you said, that people are finally sick of it, that when something shitty happens to people like you, you finally get the spotlight and people are actually interested in hearing from you. Same shit happened to Peterson, right? He got shit. And now look at him, he's a fucking phenomenon. Because people were sick and tired and they recognized that it was unfair, the whole shit that he was getting.
See, if it wasn't for the arrest and then the media having a field day with the whole situation, no one would have mm-hmm. any idea who the fuck I am. No one would have any idea if it mm-hmm. wasn't for them.
That would have been scary if no one knew about your struggle. Because I think a lot of, like what Kaya said, a lot of people knowing about it has helped you in a way.
No, I think it did. Like, see, because there's like so there were so many eyes on the case. Mm. That's what a lot of people were saying. They were like, it's at the point now where the cops are going to be too scared to jail you. They'll be too scared. Because I don't know if you've seen basically what I've got my lawyer to say to the judge right before he handed out the sentence. Like,
I didn't say it, no.
Oh, no, I was fully prepared to go to jail. I actually basically says to my lawyer, read this message, see how your lawyer says the little final, you know, thing right before the judge gives the sentence, right? What my lawyer basically said to the judge is, any punishment you hand down to him, be it a fine or community service, he's going to refuse to do it. he's going to refuse to do it a matter of protest because I'm not a criminal because I've not done anything wrong. And basically, so I'm sitting there like, I'm literally leaving the judge no choice but to jail me. Right. And the judge kind of just ignored it and just went, yeah, you're getting a fine anyway. So I was fully prepared to go to jail, like over my principles. But then the judge kind of went, yeah, that's nice. £800 fine. And I was actually sitting there like, you motherfucker. Like I was psyching myself up for days. Like, I was so ready for it, man. And then I just sort of went home that night. Like, I don't have any plans. I didn't make plans.
You wanted to ride for the movement, basically.
Yeah.
But you didn't pay the fine. Still.
So, no, I gave it to charity instead.
Yeah, fuck them. Good for you. Fuck these people.
So what happens
then? Argument too is, you know, a lot of people, when you got the fine, they reveled in it. These douchebags were like, oh, everybody made it out like this guy was going to go to jail because of his speech. He only got a fine. Oh, how magnanimous. How great. So what if he doesn't pay the fine? He still goes to jail.
Yeah, this is the thing. Is people were like, oh, everyone was acting like he could have gone to jail. And it's like, well, yeah. I could have. I was being tried for a crime. One of the punishments for the crime I committed is a custodial sentence. So yes, I could have gone to jail. Like, people are sort of like rolling their eyes at it, but the thing is though, see if my appeal fails, and then they go, right, your appeal's failed, so you still need to pay the fine. I'm still going to refuse to pay it. Like, I'm still going to go, no, I'm not a criminal. I have committed no crime. So, like, which means
what would happen then?
The judge would probably bring me back and then up it to community service. And then if I don't do my community service, then the judge would jail me, and most likely for like 3 months.
So then, let's say everything comes out on top. What would happen then? Like, you just get everything waived. Your whole thing is he's never been a criminal. He doesn't have to pay the fine, etc.
Wait, you've been sent. You've been like tried and sentenced as guilty, right? They've banged the little hammer and said that you're guilty.
I didn't know.
So what are you specifically guilty of? Just so we have an idea.
Breaching the Offensive Communications Act. That was the law that I broke, and also because it has a nice little hate crime tag on there as well.
Yeah.
So my question is, would the court? Are you seeking to like get rid of the guilty tag at all? Like, well, do you want them to take it back? Basically,
that's what the appeal is, right?
This is the thing is though. Like, see, even if that get taken away, obviously if you've got a criminal record, it's harder to get a job. See, even if that get taken off, like, I'm always going to be known to employers as the Nazi pug guy. So like, nobody's going to hire me anyway. Like, even if that gets taken off my criminal record, no one's going to want to touch me. The point of it is, the way that UK law works is on precedence. Now, everyone's saying that this trial doesn't serve set a precedent where we don't have a constitution. Our constitution is literally we make it up as we go along. Like, any judgment that a judge passes then sort of gets codified into law. So see if someone in the future does a similar thing to me, then my case will be used as an example as to, you know, what decision or what punishment the judges make.
Strengthening the prosecution, yeah.
So what we're basically going to do is knocking this out so that my trial can't get used as an example to convict other people. Right, and then what we're going to do is keep the momentum going to go after the law itself, because these laws need gone, and the way that the police approach hate crime needs to be completely changed as well, because there's people actually leaving the police. There are people who basically their morals are that strong where they're actually going, I can't do this anymore. I've had loads of police, like ex-police, retired police and current serving police, like emailing me, and we talk regularly, and they're basically saying, we can't do this anymore. Everything that you guys are saying is completely true. We're basically being told to go after right-wing people and conservatives. But any time that a minority commits a crime, we have to look the other way, unless it's severe. Unless it's a severe crime, then they can get away with it. Like, I don't know if you heard about Rotherham. Rotherham is basically Asian grooming gangs were basically molesting and raping like young underage girls. And so what happened was the police didn't want to investigate it or go into it because they didn't want to appear racist.
By the way, for those who might not know, Asian years. Asian is Europe's euphemism for Muslim.
That's how bad it's actually.
Can we
got.
Just put all fucking race aside? It doesn't matter if they're Asian, black, or white, or whatever. If they're making a gang to molest children,
that's my point. Doesn't matter. But that's not the thing. Yeah, yeah. They only say Asian. Like, it's not fucking Chinese people grooming 12-year-olds.
Really?
Like, this is the thing, though. Like, everyone thinks that you should go after these grooming gangs, and if you talk about Rotherham, everyone's like, oh, you're a racist, you're just making this all about race. And I'm like, no, the reason we're bringing this up is because the fucking cops made this about race. It's like, I don't care what colour someone is. If they rape a little girl, fucking lock them up. Like, that was the point we were trying to make.
Well, did
and
the
you
little
said
girl...
you weren't a Nazi, Marcus. You want to lock up rapists? Oh, are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
need to take a. You got to take a lesson from that debate you're going to have tonight. You don't know if that girl consented or not.
How old was
did
she?
Did she
like
want
to
die changed?
It's old enough to say no, or at least to say like goo goo gaga. And...
Oh, fucking hell.
And piss herself.
Yeah.
God.
Well, pissing herself might still convey consent if the dude has a piss fetish. Like, oh, this baby knows what I'm into.
Oh my god.
For fuck's sake. I don't know what those cops are even thinking at that point. I'm not a... I don't hate the cops or anything, but if you're this... of this sort of mentality, you are a pig. Right? I hope you crash your car. I mean, for fuck's sake, you know that thing... Was it the UK police again? Where they shared some guy's photo as he was flipping off the police camera? As he was speeding, and they tried to make an example of him, like, don't flip off the police or you'll get in trouble like this guy. Like, fuck you. You're trying to scare the population into some sort of subservience.
They even send out tweets, like, on official police accounts, they send out tweets like, do you think you're hidden online? We know where you are. We're watching you. Like, all this type of shit, man. Like, proper Orwellian stuff that the police are tweeting out. Like, that's how fucking bad it's gotten. Like, they aren't even trying to hide it anymore. Like, the amount of surveillance that everybody is under and people getting arrested over social media posts, literally for just opinions. See, if it was someone basically saying that they wanted to kill minorities, then I would understand the police acting on that because someone has made an actual threat of violence. But see, if it's someone that literally... There was one guy, I think he was from Aberdeen, I can't remember, but he basically was like making fun of refugees, calling them dirty, smelly and all that stuff. He was just being insulting, wasn't threatening violence or anything, he was just being insulting, and he got arrested and charged for that. So basically, even just for being a basic arsehole is enough to get you arrested and put in prison.
Nope.
That's fucking crazy, man. It's hard to believe that that's the reality and that people are completely okay with that.
No, because that's the thing is, like, the reason that people don't act is because of the whole, well, it's not happening to me. Yeah. Like, you know, then that's when you get that whole saying, first they came for the socialists.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me personally, the scariest part is you now have people, I gave up on Europe. Fuck, whatever. Fuck this place. But even if I wanted to move to America, the scary part is that you have the exact same people who want to turn America into the same shit. Right, all of the things you've said about the UK police or the European police in general apply to the mainstream in America too, right? I mean, just look at all the Silicon Valley. The entirety of it adheres to the same rules. When you said offense, you know, I was convicted for offensive speech and hate crime. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know what that sounds like? Twitch's rules, YouTube's rules, Twitter's rules, all of their rules. And at some point... It's just creeping into everybody's life slowly. It's fucking disgusting.
Like, that's the thing is as well, like, see how, like, universities right now are, you know, in high schools, they're being used as essentially left-wing boot camp.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just scared the shit out of me. I am so fucking glad I graduated when I did, because the very last year I was in college was when that start was really starting to pick up steam. You could just see it everywhere, and, I'm so glad I got out before that plague swept over the nation.
Like, it's literally the same thing as it mirrors the Nazis so well. Like, young Nazis were indoctrinated into the Hitler Youth and they were told, like, oh, you should hate the Jews are evil, the Jews are trying to take over the country and encourage us to, they're trying to tear us apart as a people and, like, all this type of stuff. And then they went, but you can do whatever you want to them, they're not human, remember, they're the enemy, the Jews are the enemy, remember that, guys. And then, so that means that when these guys went into the world, anything they did to Jews was just a viable because it's for the greater good of this society. And that's exactly what's happening now, except, you know, it's just the other way around.
But then did you see that experiment that Penn and Teller did where they tried to counter-protest a college rally and they were threatened and told to leave or it wouldn't get safe? So they ran a show called Bullshit, which was like they would do many kind of exposés on stuff that was ludicrous, like nutrition scams and disaster scams. Like, basically, psychics. They would expose scams and psychics, yeah, shit like that. And they did one on college and how it's just a bunch of, like, money funneling for a bunch of big loan companies and a whole bunch of different problems with it. But one of them they tackled was how if you're not left-leaning, college will actively fight against your ideologies. So they got a student who was at a big university. I think it was like University of Central California or something, whatever. But they told him, hey, you're right wing, but there's a college rally going on in your town for something, for some political thing down the street. Go to the rally with a sign with the opposite opinion on it. You know, just your peaceful protest, just stand there, say, oh, I support this decision, where everyone else was there rallying that they were, you know, against it. And when he got there, they were all like, you need to put that sign away. You know, I think you should leave. It wouldn't be in the best interest of everyone here or your school or, you know, your student life if you were here with that sign. You really need to get out of here. And it's just this whole, you know, you need to conform to their culture or else you're going to get fucking swamped under it.
That's kind of a shitty experiment, though, because it's like if you and I were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And this guy comes in with magic and saying it's so much better, I'd want him out, too. The experiment's kind of shitty.
That's a completely ill comparison. Yeah, I have the right to publicly protest.
You know, because usually if you ask them, they would say, yeah, you absolutely have a right to voice your opinion, and even if you don't agree with
us. Oh, no, I agree with
this. Charlie, you're wrong.
I agree with the
comparison.
I don't like the experiment.
You're wrong in the comparison. It's like if I went to a card store and everyone's playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And I said, hey, am I allowed to play Magic here? And they said, sure, no problem. And then I start playing and they go, you know, you shouldn't play that here. The Yu-Gi-Oh! People wouldn't like it. It's really bad that you're playing this card game here. That's the difference.
It's like, hey, you know, we have the sport. It's called a college here. Every card game is welcome here. Oh, except that. No, not that. That's
exactly
hateful.
Every college in the charter is like the students can express themselves. They have freedom to speech, but all that. But he goes to this college-oriented student body rally, and just because he has a different opinion, they're like, no, you should. It wouldn't be safe for you to be here. You know, it wouldn't be in your best interest. And that's.
I guess that makes a little more sense then.
Yeah. It sucks. You know, the thing is, I know a lot of people are going to be listening to this, and I know we've made a lot of political points and not the usual would you fuck your clone point, which you can still answer if you like, Marcus. But I just want to quickly, like, we don't like getting political, but sometimes you're just thrust into it, just like Marcus was, right? That's why I don't like the question of why do you make it political. We're not the ones making it political, man, right? I think all five of us here would agree that all we want is to be left the fuck alone, right? Just leave us alone. Don't like sue us. Don't drag us to court. Don't all most people want to do is upload a video game, video gameplay or a joke, gif, or prank on their girlfriend. And the person who makes it political is then when YouTube comes in and removes it for being against their politics. Or when the government comes after you like you're the biggest pariah on the planet. We didn't make it political. It's just sometimes you have to fight back against this kind of shit and speak up and give people a voice. Like Marcus here.
It's just really restrictive on self-expression. Like, there are things that I absolutely hate and I do not like, but I feel that people should be free to do them. Like, that's the thing is, like, see how freedom of speech or freedom of expression, people are going to do things that you don't, say things that you don't want to hear and do things that you don't like, but that's just the price that you pay. You need to respect that other people have just as much freedom as you do. Like, you can't turn around and start making exclusions. Like, I'm of the ethos of, see, if you want to do something and you're not bringing harm to yourself or other people, then you should be free to do it. Which is why homosexuality, people can be free to do that. It does no harm to themselves or others. And stuff like that as well, which is why I have no issue with it. But, like, do you get people that want to have this control, which I just don't get? They preach about freedom, but yet have absolutely no respect for other people's freedoms and their right to say and do things, which just basically makes them a complete fucking hypocrite. See if you only respect your freedom and it comes over others, then it means you don't believe in freedom. You're just selfish.
It's because people think that other people having other opinions is personally attacking them. It's for some reason they just get defensive when no one's coming after them just because they know it exists out there.
Yeah, I was just making the point that I understandably some people will be a little upset with us for being more serious in this episode, but it just, you know, at some point you have to fight back. We don't enjoy this. I'd much rather be talking about fucking Infinity War, right? But sometimes, I mean, it's like if you got angry at us for, like, if I was on the street and some guy came up to me and punched me and I raised my arms and tried to defend myself and you're like, why are you raising your hands? What is wrong? Why are you starting a fight, Kaya? No. Like, what the fuck? You're just being a douche to me. Like, you're telling me that I could go to jail if I open my mouth. It's creepy, man.
It's hard to keep playing video games on the internet when your fan base is calling you a Nazi.
It is. It really is.
It's a problem that affects everyone in some way, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah. Have people been calling us Nazis? Have I missed something?
They have been calling
me
Nazi.
No, it's just an example.
Kai is the Nazi. We're safe, Jackson.
I get it every day.
We're not Nazis. Kai is a Nazi.
Yeah, the Turkish
guy. Let's make that clear.
Yeah. I've even had Antifa in my face calling me a Nazi.
Great. That had so much weight and probably affected so much of what you do and probably mattered a lot because, you know, they totally do things and absolutely integrate real change. They get things done, let me tell you.
That changed your opinion, being called
like,
a Nazi.
Remember that great political revolution they made where... never mind.
Well, you say that, Andrew, but the bike lock bandit was quite the movement starter. He's Antifa.
That hero. Yeah.
Could you tell me who that is? Because I have never heard that term before.
Really? Yeah. It was an Antifa guy who was like this delinquent. I think he was a substitute teacher for a college at some point, but he used to throw on a professor. I thought he was just a substitute. Well, good for. Well, he's dead. He's not dead, but he's in jail now, so he might as well be dead. But he would wear a ski mask and attack people with bike lock. A bike lock.
He sounds
like just protests.
He sounds like a Metal Gear Solid boss.
The bike lock professor.
Snake, look out! It's the bike lock bandit.
he'd run away after doing it as well, right? Like he'd just throw the bike lock and then run.
Yeah, he'd hit them, like, really fucking hard. Like, he'd brutalize them as quickly as he could, like, when they were already in a little scuffle and they couldn't see him. So he'd hit them and then run away. But then 4chan was actually the one that caught him because they were able to match his face, like, that showed briefly through his ski mask or, like, his ninja hood or whatever he was fucking wearing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, like, a fucking Naruto cosplayer.
Internet fucking superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fucking matched him with a teacher. They sent the evidence to the police, and they got the right guy. It was nuts.
4chan, when they played detective, do some amazing work. Did you see them tracking down Shia LaBeouf through, like, a GPS Siberian cabin?
Yeah, that was great.
It's insane the amount of... Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's the insane amount, the amount of autism those people have to just identify these tiny details and tiny little everythings and put them together. It's insane.
And then you've got like Reddit who when they try to investigate stuff they blame someone completely incorrectly, like the Boston Marathon.
That was
yeah.
the funniest goddamn thing. Good not Lord. Only did they get it wrong, they got it wrong twice. It's so funny.
Reddit is
meanwhile like 4chan spent like an hour on it and got new clues that the media missed. So good.
The Reddit investigations have always been historically amazing.
That's my go-to example for when people try to defend Reddit as a good website and nothing more than like a mainstream social media platform. It's like,
underbelly of the internet, I think.
It really is.
I sent Andrew a link the other day where some guy on Reddit was arguing with somebody else, and to make a point, he just quickly edited Wikipedia. I mean, those are the kind of people you see on Reddit now. No, now I guess always. I don't feel like it ever changed. But there,
I mean,
go.
It's all the problem with karma. People don't do anything for merit. They do it for fake internet points.
This again.
Yeah, we're on this subject again. It's too easy to get karma.
Take the challenger. Shut up.
All right, fine. That's it. I'm gonna get 2 karma by the end of this video. Here we go.
Shit. There's no stopping him now. His karma empire.
I'm kind of going on a slightly different argument, though. I mean, more so people will fake this content and fluff things up to get attention.
It's incentive enough for them to, like, stretch the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm going for.
Whoever gets there first, like when a tragedy strikes and they start spreading misinformation, that's when it gets really harmful.
If anything terrible happens, they just relate it to Nazis and go, I did not see that coming, and frankly, I don't like it, and then it gets a billion upvotes every time. It's just a race to the bottom.
God, yeah.
How about you, so, Marcus? Kai,
do we have any Patreon questions?
Oh, we actually have several.
We kind of covered all of them.
Yeah, they're a bit of a repeat. Oh, this is one that I kind of thought was okay. I don't think we talked about it. It's from Perry. I don't know if I want to drop last name. Well, I don't know if I want to drop last names because Patreon uses real names.
Perry.
Marcus, has being slammed by the mainstream media affected your relationship with anyone that you know? And then he put as an afterword, considering you're literally Hitler now.
Nah, like, see people that I already knew, they already knew who I was, so, like, every single one of them are, like, on my side. Apart from ex-girlfriend. Right? <Ooh. laughs> Yeah, a few.
I knew he was a Nazi.
I called
it from the get-go.
He came in his beard. Joseph Mengele did that once.
No, but that was the thing. Is like everyone that already knew me knew that I wasn't anything like the papers were trying to make out with me, so it didn't affect anything like in my personal life.
You should have kissed the reporters as you went in. It would have been good defense. He can't be a Nazi. He gave me a nice kiss.
No, they sue him for sexual misconduct or whatever.
Yeah. and you get rape charges on top.
the Nazi rapist.
Oh, wonderful.
The face of the alt-right.
It's so baffling. It's like they throw you a loaded gun and then scream, "He's got a weapon!"
They were asking to be kissed, Your Honor.
God.
Look at those lips.
Look at what he was wearing, little slut.
Just because my face was 3 inches from his, and I was puckering my lips real hard and going, "Mwah, mwah, mwah," does not mean I wanted him to kiss me.
I didn't consent. You brought up your ex-girlfriends, though. Is that a real point, Marcus?
Yeah. Like, they came in and they were sort of shrieking about all this bullshit about me. And all that type of shit as well, yeah. No, that was quite funny. One of them tried to start a rumour that Sue, my current girlfriend, is underage, even though she's 30.
Well, why would you start a rumour like that when she's got undeniable proof of her age? It seems like an uphill battle.
I know, it's because there was this whole, people started a meme because of it. See, because like Sue does look young, right? She does look young, but she is 30. Like, I'm only like 4 months older than her or some shit. And fucking like people were even fucking tweeting to Shadman trying to get him to draw us. And all that shit as well, man. Like, fucking, yeah. It became like this whole sort of inside joke because of my ex-girlfriend. But yeah, those were the only people that I got any shit from. But you know, they're my exes for a reason, because they were cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you brought that up, it immediately made me think of the guy who went to jail for 6 years for a RuneScape edgy joke in America. And what eventually sealed the deal is his ex, I think it was only one, testified that he was a risk to all schools or something like that, which was huge bullshit, and he went to jail for 6 years because of a RuneScape edgy joke.
After how much time do you think they actually reflect and go, this is kind of fucking stupid? Like, how long in jail do you have to be for someone to go, you know, maybe 6 years for saying something on the internet isn't really a worthwhile punishment, you know?
Yeah, I have no fucking idea, man. That was a really sad story.
God.
That's quite fucked, man.
I guess the back of my mind, if they're thought policing, I could understand their logic for, oh, well, we're going to fine you, you know, or we'll restrict your internet access. It's all bullshit, but I could understand in the back of my mind them saying, okay, we'll do that. But to throw people in jail for years? Like, what the fuck?
For hurting someone's feelings, essentially.
Yeah.
DJ Didgeridoo. All right, her name's Didgeridoo. How do you think this series of events affects places like Australia, who often try to copy the UK? So basically, like, do you think this is going to have a global impact of any kind, apart from just the like Europe?
I believe so, because see, when you're perceived as a modern country, like, if you're perceived as one of like the most well-known, most modern and popular countries in the world, a lot of countries will try to mimic you. So people might try and think that this is something that they themselves should do if they want to, you know, be like Britain, you know, have a nice society. But then again, North Korea is always ranting and saying it has the best society in the world and look how it is there. Yeah, fucking Britain isn't what it seems right now. right? You know, there's a lot of people that are in power are lying about how good things are here. If you know, things are actually pretty shit here right now.
So you think the global community should be worried? And
they should be worried. They shouldn't be copying us. What every country in the world should do is make a fucking constitution. That's what we want. We want an actual codified constitution that actually protects the rights of people, because people keep forgetting that the government exists to protect your rights, and that's it. That's it. The government exists to protect your rights, not manage the entirety of society for you to protect your feelings. You know, the government can do its best to protect you from violence and punish those that inflict violence upon you because that person has infringed on your rights. But see, when it comes to, I don't want people saying mean things, I don't want to hear opinions that I don't want to hear and all that. Well, if you want to just seal yourself away in a bedroom for the rest of your life, then you can do that. But, you know, don't expect the entire world to change and get the government to do it for you because you can't manage your feelings. Like, they're your feelings, you manage them. Don't expect the entire world to change just for you.
So is that a good place to wrap up? Yeah. Very depressing.
Well, I've got one last quick one for you.
Okay.
This is a nice little bow on top of this episode. This comes from Evan C, who says, "What is your favorite chemical weapon?" Let's just get that on the record.
Sweet.
Closing remarks, please, Marcus.
I could have made a joke related to my situation here, but I'm not going to.
Do it. You won't. You coward.
I'm going to copy the name of a Twitter account that was tweeting at me the other day. It said Jordan Zyklon B. Peterson. That was a joke. Just put a little disclaimer in there for the UK police. That was a joke.
Jackson, when you're editing this, put another disclaimer saying everything we say on the show is completely serious.
Just take out the part where he says it's a joke. If he gets arrested because of this podcast episode, we are going to be in national news. Think about that.
I mean, you don't even have to take out the part that says it's a joke, that it's still arrestable.
That's true.
Context. It's not like that disclaimer is going to save you. Nazi.
We fucking got him, boys.
Well, this has all been a sting.
We were on the UK police side all along.
Yeah.
We're Israeli spies.
Now answer our actual question. What's sexy about gassing the Jews?
On that note, Marcus, do you want to shout out some stuff? What are you working on? What do you want people to go to?
What's your GoFundMe?
Probably my GoFundMe is well over its target now, so that's fine.
I saw that, and that made me really happy, by the way. I'm glad that you hit that goal. And in like, what, a week?
It hit its target in a day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But, it's still creeping up, but even Notch donated to it as well, which was fucking amazing of him. But like the remainder's all going to charity anyway.
Oh,
that's great.
That's
good. So you're either donating to a good cause or to a good cause. What's your GoFundMe? What's the URL?
I see if you just type in Count Dankula GoFundMe, it'll be the first result. It's a big complicated link. I don't know why. But yeah, it'll be the first result if you search for that.
We might put it in the description. That might be easier. No, just go down.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you coming on, Marcus.
Yeah. No, super good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I had fun. It was actually good fun. I enjoyed myself.
Stay in touch, man.
Will do, guys.
All right, thanks everyone for tuning in.
Did you just shit yourself? What was that?
I slipped off.
It sounded like you were running to the bathroom
I slipped off my chair because I was sitting on the edge of it, and I moved around to like get closer to the mic for that, and I nearly lost my balance.
All right, see you, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.